I can't hold back. Cause you got this spell on me. I don't know what to believe. Kiss you once, now I can't leave. Cause everything you do is magic. But everything you do is magic.
That was Magic by One Direction.
So, so good.
Okay, the question, the actual question.
Yes, the actual question.
Oh, this is Teletoons on WRUX.
Yeah.
She said it on her radio. This is the Wizards of Waverly Place episode.
Yes.
So, Megan.
Yes, Chloe.
What character do you think you are?
I think I already said it. Mm-hmm. I think that I am Alex Russo.
Yes.
But I think the poets would disagree. I think people would say I'm Harper.
I was actually going to say the same thing about myself.
Oh, really?
I was.
Every time we talk about characters, it's like we are so similar.
We're very similar, but there's also someone who will be like exact opposites.
Yes. I think the My Little Pony one, we were exact opposites.
And I think it's when they get like more specific.
Yeah.
Towards their personality.
Is where we find but the differences.
No, yeah. I actually, if I had to say, I feel like if I would say that like, maybe this is just me giving myself an ego boost, but
I think I would be.
I would say like you're more Harper and I'm more Alex.
That's real.
But
between the two of us. Yes.
Yes.
But like me standing alone, I can see where people would say where I can see where I think that I'm Alex or so.
But
I also get it.
I get why I see the Alex. I see
Thank
the Alex
you.
In you. And here's what I have to say.
Yes. Say it.
She to me, I don't think I'm as mean. I don't think I'm as confident as her. But I do love the lazy girl representation.
That's yes!
Because
that's me.
I feel like my entire time watching the show, it's like, Alex has a messy room. Alex doesn't like to do anything. Alex just likes to like eat food and watch TV. But she's gorgeous, and she has fire outfits, and she's the coolest girl ever. Mm-hmm. So she's like a cool lazy girl. And I was like, you know what? That's me. I want to be effortlessly cool and beautiful and not do anything ever.
That's real.
So
I thought when I was a kid, what resonated most was like the laziness, like her just being like, whatever, you know, but also her being the one that like says things that no one else, like that she just says what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think. I don't think I'm mean, and I don't think that, I don't know if Alex is really mean. She's mean to her brothers.
She's mean. She's sarcastic.
She's sarcastic.
Yeah.
I think I'm sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I would say that between you and I, I'm Harper.
Okay, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character? Oh, growing up, I had such a crush on Justin.
So true.
Oh, he was so handsome.
So true.
Yes, but I don't know. There's so many good characters to pick from.
I feel like Harper is my favorite character.
That's so real.
Because I feel like also, like, she is just so underrated. I love a good best friend. I love a good sidekick. I'm like, girl, you need recognition. You are just as important as the main character.
Her marker outfit.
Her outfits.
The markers.
Oh my gosh. And I actually wanted to be her too, because I wanted to like make clothes like her and just like wear them and like just make clothes out of like recycled things. Oh, she's so cool.
She is so cool. For this next song, it's a Chloe pick.
Yes.
But so, a Megan fave.
A Megan,
I love this one.
This one wanted to bring up the energy a little bit. This is kind of, honestly, for this show, most of the songs I did are about Alex because she's just an iconic character.
That's what I did.
I didn't pick a lot of for the other characters, but this one, I think what I was talking about is like Alex is very says it like it is. She is sarcastic. She is sassy, but it's like if someone is not giving her what she deserves, I feel like she's not afraid to say something.
So true.
And this is also just like an early 2000s banger. Wow. So yep. This is Potential Breakup Song by Ali and AJ.
I think that me and Chloe should do an episode where we don't play songs.
We just sing them.
We just sing them. La, la,
la, la. No, because you guys can't hear us, but when the songs are on, we're like singing.
We're singing the whole time. It's so fun. Okay, favorite episode.
Yes. Okay. I think I have a couple different favorite episodes.
Okay. I want to hear your options.
Yeah.
I want to hear if mine even falls into
And them. I don't know like the exact titles or even like the exact episodes, but I really like the angel like episodes, like the
those
angel
are
arc.
Good when they do like the angel rock or whatever,
yeah.
And then they fly.
I love when Justin finds out that the girl he's dating is a dark angel. Like I love the whole dark angel thing, and then I love Juliet. Like I love all like the vampire mm-hmm. episodes with her because I just love like kind of like creepy, like, dark things like that. And, like, I felt like it was kind of, like, creepier for Disney to be, like, look at these, like, monsters and, like, dark angels. Because, I mean, like, the angels, I feel like, also, I feel like Disney takes all these shortcuts to not get, like, in trouble. But it's, like, they say they're wizards because they, like, don't want to say they're witches. Like, the girls can't say witches because, like, that could be, like, taken the wrong way. And also, it's, like, I feel like the dark angels and light angels thing was, like, kind of, like, demons.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, but too.
I loved
it. What was the guy's name? Like, the leader in, like...
Oh, they called him, like...
And Alex said that it sounds like something you would want to put in a smoothie.
Yeah, he had, like, a very ominous name.
Yeah, what
Let me look it up. Let me look it up. Okay, what's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode... Well, now that you've said the Dark Angels one, because I was thinking that, too. But then you said monsters. I love the episodes where Justin is monster hunting.
Oh my
god. So good. And then he has
little,
to like
you have a little crush on him.
I loved it. Oh my god, have you seen I was about to pull up a picture to show the audience, god. But they can't. Have you seen him in his monster hunting outfit?
I have, yes.
It's so awesome. Oh my gosh, if you are listening right now, go look up Justin Russo in his monster hunting outfit. He looks so cute. And like young Megan too was like, "Ooh." But I like the monster hunting episodes, and then I like the episodes with Mason, when Mason first comes in, and then Alex casts, like, a spell on him.
Oh!
Gorog. Gorog was the evil guy's name.
We found it.
He was scary.
He is scary.
Like, he, like, really scared me. I had, like, scary dreams about him when I was a kid.
That's so real.
But I like the episode where Alex casts a spell on Mason and he draws her a bunch.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That was a good episode.
And then the episode where she finds out he's a werewolf.
Yes.
That's good.
That's a good episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I also, like, honorable mention, kind of in the earlier seasons when they were, like, a lot more, like, fun and silly and, like, kind of, like, one-off, like, situational. There's an episode where Alex's favorite teacher, her art teacher, like, she's like, wow, like, you and me would, like, be such good friends. She finds out that Alex is a wizard, and she's actually, like, a 16-year-old girl trapped in, like, a 30-year-old woman's body, and she and, like, Alex become best friends, and she, like, tries to get her to turn back into a teenager, and it's, like, so fun, because they just, like, have, like, a sleepover, and it's, like, really funny.
I don't remember that episode, but that sounds crazy.
It was crazy. Oh my gosh, we have to talk about this.
Okay.
I can't believe The episode, if you have not watched Wizards of the Place, is going to, like, be a mind-blowing thing to you. The episode where Alex's uncle reveals that he is actually Shakira.
Oh my god. The noise I just made was horrible. I didn't mean to make that noise. It just kind of came out.
It was her uncle.
Yes. Her uncle.
Terry? Is it?
No. It's like a weird name, too. Uncle. Okay,
so Alex's uncle.
You talk about it.
Says that he actually has, like, a shape-shifting spell where he turns into, like, this, like, blonde, very beautiful woman, and he named the blonde woman Shakira and became famous. Like,
Uncle Kelbo.
Uncle Kelbo. So Shakira does not exist in this universe. Shakira is Uncle Kelbo. And, like, Shakira is actually in the episode, and he shape-shifts into her, and it's, like, it's the funniest, weirdest.
And, like, Shakira and Selena sing a little duet and stuff, and then she turns around and then turns back into Uncle Kelbo.
Turns into Uncle Kelbo.
It's crazy. She's like, oh my god. And he's like, yeah, Shakira never actually existed. I'm her.
It's so crazy. Funny, but unrelated. This next song is a Megan pick.
This next song I picked solely for vibes, but also it just kind of gives, like, a spell that Alex would cast. This is Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus.
Wonder if there's other guys I'm flirting with. You should know. answer. And what I'm gonna say is, don't you?
That was Fly on a Wall by Miley Cyrus. And this is Teletoons on WIUX.
B-side Internet Radio.
B-side Internet Megan Radio. Clough. This is our Wizards of Megan Clough.
That, oh my God. That's the one.
Yeah, we've been wanting to like record like a little intro, like a podcast like intro or something.
You had a really good one. The very first time we did it, you're like, oh yes, and talking about favorite shows with Megan Clough.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
that's good. And then we forgot about it.
We gotta go to the studio.
Yeah, true.
Get us in
We're
there.
We're in the studio. Welcome back, Teletuners.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone out in the commentators just stood up, and now I'm feeling like we have to stand up too. Remember when the fire alarm went off?
Oh my gosh.
That was annoying.
I was really stressed out.
Because that was... We played Cotton Eye Joe. That was the song that we went. And my sister was like, she told me, she was like, I was expecting it to only be like 30 seconds. And then like you were gone and the entirety of Cotton Eye Joe played while I was at work. I'm like, yeah.
It was really funny.
It was really funny.
Because it was like the one time we were like, we're going to play a song just for a little bit and then not play it. And then we had to just like leave.
Let it go too. Crazy stuff.
It was really funny.
It was funny. So when you were a kid, was there any character that was like that you had like a crush on?
Mason.
Mason.
But so also handsome. She dates like a bad boy at one point who like fixes cars and he's like Italian.
Dean. Was his name, right?
Yeah. I was like so in love with him.
I thought he was so handsome when I was younger, but I hated his name. Because when I was younger, I thought his name was Bean. I'm like, that's stupid.
Bean.
And I was like, who's this Bean guy?
But I loved Mason because also at the same... He's not in the same way, but he's a bad boy because it's like, werewolves and wizards shouldn't date.
They shouldn't be together.
And he's like British. He's got that whole British thing going for him. And he's like an artist. And I was like, oh my gosh.
What? I'm sorry, thinking about the scene where he tells Juliet that he's like, Juliet, I've always loved you or whatever. Do you remember that scene?
I do.
So Justin was on his monster hunting journey still. And they had like one last monster to get, and it was a mummy that had turned Juliet into a mummy. Justin and Juliet are dating. Juliet's a vampire and Justin is a wizard.
And I love them together. And also Juliet is played by the Bridget queen, Medler. My president,
Bridget Medler. Amen. We should do Good Luck Charlie.
We have to do Good Luck Charlie.
I didn't even think about that. But yeah, so it's a whole crazy episode. So the Russos go to Transylvania, which is crazy. They go to Transylvania to trap the mummy. And along the way, they find that Juliet is there.
Not too core.
Mason had given Alex a necklace that glows when you... It's a heart and it glows when you love the person that put it on you.
And it's so sweet.
It glowed when Mason like put it on Alex, which she knew that like they knew that, oh, they love each other. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, Mason and Juliet had dated like 300 years prior.
300 years ago, because they're also like immortal. But they are still like teenagers, but they're immortal.
But they're, like 300 years old, whatever. But
TV logic.
So you get it. So then, like in the midst of like everything, Mason like screams and he's like, Juliet, I'm in love with you, or something like that. And Alex is like, oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
And then all of them shun Mason, and then they like leave, and it's really dramatic.
It is really dramatic. Why did he say that? Do you remember? Was there like a reason, or was it like an actual like confession?
It wasn't like an actual confession. Like the reason was something about like imprinting or whatever, and he was like, it's just because like sometimes those memories come up, and I'm like, okay, with like whatever, cheater.
Yeah, then Mason, you're blocked.
This next song is. Yes. Bang 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 by Selena Gomez and The Scene.
Yeah. Way better than you. He looks
Bang 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 by Selena Gomez and The Scene. I really wanted to play a Selena Gomez and The Scene song. Mm-hmm. This is like back when she had her band. This was Disney Channel era.
Oh, I was gonna say, what's The Scene?
The Scene is like, yeah, The Scene is her band.
Okay.
And I was obsessed with it. This was like, I had like the physical CD of this album. I think it's called When the Sun Goes Down. And I was just like obsessed with it. It was on repeat. And Megan knows this because she's gotten into my car before. When I was playing this, but my car has a thing where, like, when I get into it, it just connects to my Apple Music, just music that I have, like, downloaded.
Because it's bangers, though.
Because it's, like, iTunes, so it's, like, My Little Pony, and then, like...
Camp Rock,
and then Selena Gomez in The Scene, and Taylor Swift. And
that's epic.
It played, like, automatically when I went into my car. Normally, like, switch it to something really quickly, but I was like, wait, this is, like, amazing. And so I've been listening to her a lot lately. Like, her old stuff.
That's so real. I can attest. I got into her car and it was banger after banger after banger. I was like, what is this playlist? It's like, oh, that's just my Apple Music.
It's just epic. The stuff I downloaded when I was 12 because I was like super cool.
You get it.
So
this next song, super cool, is, I actually want to give some context.
Yes.
Billie Eilish has said that she notices the similarities between this song and the Wizards of Waverly Place theme song.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Duh. she's scared of me. I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's cause I'm wearing your cologne.
That was Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. This is
Teletoons with... Wait, keep going.
I thought you were trying to...
Okay. It's fine.
With Megan Clough.
No, it's fine.
But I'll just die. It's
yeah.
Fine.
No! Oh, go! Go! But that song, I was telling Chloe this. I should have said it on the air. The way you just sat to like listen. That was crazy. But there's like a video of Phineas and Billy writing that song, and they're like, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm like, yeah. So I thought about that song. But yes, this next song is a Chloe pick and also a Meg fave. This one is so good.
I've just been picking out bangers.
No, you really have. It's true.
This is just another song because if you haven't already picked up on it, the main character, Alex Russo, was played by
Selena Gomez.
And I actually just have to say, I love her so much.
Me too.
And I feel like she's been that girl. She is that girl. She'll stay that girl.
She will.
And if you say anything mean about her now, I will end you. And so this is Naturally by Selena Gomez.
How you choose to express yourself, it's all your own and
was Naturally by Selena Gomez. This next song that I'm going to play is my song for a specific character. It's my song for Harper. I almost said Selena Gomez. Alex Russo's best friend in the show. She's just so bubbly and fun and artsy and cute. But also, I picked a song for a very specific reason, because I have a little backstory with the song, is that whenever I would hear this song when I was younger, like on the radio or like anything, I always like associated it with Wizards of Waverly Place, and I low-key thought it was Selena Gomez singing when I was like really younger. But I also like took it like literally, oh my god, I can't talk, literally, because I was like, I was always like picturing it like that Alex like cast a spell and she actually had sunshine in her pocket.
So if you didn't know what song it was before, you do now.
Yeah, so this is
Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha
Bedingfield.
Okay.
That nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies in the darkness is light, and nobody cries, there's only butterflies.
That was Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
We're coming close to the end. So our last song, I picked this one because I think it's something that Alex Russo will just jam to. Oh,
this is also a Chloe fave.
Oh, like, it
this
is.
This is a Megan pick. This is a Chloe fave.
Look at us. We like, we kind of killed it with this
on
selection.
Yeah.
But this one, I kind of think that Alex Russo would just listen to. This is Hard Times by Paramore.
All that I want
Hard Times by Paramore.
That was crazy.
Also, it was crazy because I was like in the middle of like showing Megan something and talking about something, and I just like locked in.
That was crazy. Perfect timing too. Well, thank you so very much. This has been Teletoons with Megan Chloe, our Wizards of Waverly Place episode.
So much fun.
Tune in next week for we don't know
whatever we're doing.
Yeah,
find out.
Have a good night.